This is Big Dreams Small Pockets, a business and lifestyle podcast where we take you on our journey of making our dreams a reality. Ashel is a full-time entrepreneur with a specialization in digital marketing, and Veli works a 9-to-5 job while managing her businesses on the side. If you want tips, tricks, and a good laugh, keep listening. Whether you're new or you've been listening from day one, we thank you for tuning in and ask you to share our podcast with your friends and business partners. Without further ado, let's get right to it.
Hey guys.
Hi, this is Veli.
And this is Ashel here.
And welcome back to another episode of Big Dreams, Small Pockets. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about
passive income. That is so, so important nowadays. I feel like everybody is trying to get a little hustle, a little something on the side. Like, there's nothing wrong with the second, third, fourth stream of income, guys.
Right. But before we get into that, we're going to just jump over into our highs and lows segment. Oof. I feel like, you know, we haven't been updating in every single episode, but let's just talk about some of our highs and lows for the day. What about yours? Or not even the day, the week, the year, however, since, you know, this is being recorded in 2019. You know, let's talk about the highs and lows of...
Well, the lows, I don't really... Not that I don't want to talk about it, but y'all already know, you know, expenses, life, money.
Yeah.
But I will have some highs. You know, I love the fact that my brother recently just got a new car and I could help him with that by raising his credit and my own by signing under his lease. So when I did that, basically I raised my credit because now I have two cars under my name. And I put him on my insurance. So now his insurance credit, which I didn't even know was a thing, can, like, start to build.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
So that's a good, really big high for me. I'm really excited about it. He loves his car.
I do, too.
That's dead ass your dream. Yeah, but, like, something like that, if you could help out somebody, especially a reliable family member.
Yeah.
Big mood on reliable, because that's your name. But if you can help somebody out in that way, honestly, do it. Because it helps you and it helps them. Belly?
Of 2019?
I mean...
Or of... Okay, I'm just whatever is
just
going on.
Just in general, yeah.
Any lows, to be honest? As of right now, I don't think I have any lows. Not saying that I have nothing wrong, but nothing is currently on my mind that I feel like I need to share.
Yeah, that's pressed up. But like, you know,
yeah, like it's like I agree. Regular lows. You know, nothing wild. Highs. Wow. I mean, I was okay with not having lows, but damn, I feel like I should have at least one high.
You have a high. You're just not thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm really not. I just my high is just how I'm feeling. I feel like, as the year progresses, my mental state gets better. I feel like my health is improving. I feel like
that's
I'm
always
just
good.
Becoming a little bit more happier day by day.
Have you been doing anything different with your health?
Not really, to be honest. Only thing I've really... Not really. It's just more of just... Yeah.
Last time I came over, you was drinking a deathly looking type juice drink, lemon.
I drink green tea every morning, I guess. Is
okay.
That?
No.
And that really helps with your stomach.
It does. I love green tea
so much. I drink a cup every single morning. That's, I guess, how I've been doing health.
I'm referring to the apple cider vinegar.
Yeah,
type
guys. Okay.
Crazy mix you made.
So really quickly before we jump into this topic, I guess this is what I'm sharing with you. This is a concoction. If you want to get your stomach right in a short amount of time, let's say you have something coming up in a month, not small as in like 2 days, because baby, like, just accept it. You are who you are, you know? But, you know, I have this concoction that really helps with, you know, just getting rid of that fat in the midsection, which would be, I do it warm because I like tea. I like the warm drinks. I like that. It works better. But I have part water, which is the biggest part. I put a couple of scoops, drops, however y'all want to call it, of apple cider vinegar. I sprinkle a little turmeric in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do a little bit of lemon juice.
Oof. She was trying to give me some of that, y'all.
And I put honey in it to sweeten it.
Oof.
But honestly, when I was drinking that, even when I was doing it on a regular basis, I was really seeing a difference.
Okay.
And turmeric is really good for your skin.
Overall, and your hair. Yeah, it's good for everything.
It was doing me well, you know? Okay. But yeah, let's get into the actual topic of today's episode.
Okay, well, guys, y'all already know the end goal for me is to be a stay-at-home mom. Like, I am not for this work shit. It's not for me. It's ghetto. But I feel like it is. But I feel like you know, there's certain steps to getting that way. Yeah. I have to work hard now in order to be that way later.
Yeah.
So right now what I'm working towards is having self-sufficient businesses.
Right.
Other words, passive income. And there's a big difference between like passive income and active income and things of that nature.
Let's give them the definition. We don't have to give them the book by book definition, but let's, for those who do not know the difference between passive and active, or those who have questions, we are here to answer those questions.
Yeah.
So how would you describe, how would you define active income?
I would say active income is something that you're like getting up every day to
yes.
do.
Yes.
Like you are.
I agree.
Up. I wake up at like 7:30. I know I have to do this, 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 and this. Every single day, or however long you want to do it, bi-weekly, weekly, something like that,
yeah.
I would say is active income.
Where you have to work to maintain the income.
Yeah.
You know
it's not just something you close your eyes.
And it's being done.
Yeah, it's already set in place for you. It can get passive.
Yeah. And we'll get into that a little bit more on how.
Yeah.
And passive income, which is pretty much the opposite of active income. It can start as active, like we just mentioned, and then turn into passive. But the whole idea of passive is you not having to do as much work to maintain,
right?
You know, that income to a lot. You go either to minimal to no work, you know?
No work at all.
Yeah. The goal is to have to not do anything.
Yeah.
However, passive income is defined as anything that requires minimal work. So if you don't have to actively work on it every day, even if you have to like just check on it once a week, that mm-hmm. is still considered passive income, because you're not putting a 9 to 5 hours
into
attaining the income. So that's really the clear cut difference.
Mm-hmm.
They do kind of leak over into the other side. Yeah,
they share a lot of qualities and stuff like that, but I feel like there's a lot of misconception with like something being passive and like, oh yeah, like e-commerce. Like, a lot of people say that e-commerce is a passive income. So, something like e-commerce, yeah, I guess you make money in your sleep, of course, because, you know, it's very simple, supply, demand. I supply the demand. That's fine. But if you think that it's something that you could close your eyes, go to sleep, and forget about, you have another thing coming. Like, e-commerce, it can get self-sufficient only if you work to it and work hard enough at it. Like, you need someone constantly keeping up with product research, constantly keeping up with certain things that make sure your business runs fluidly. Like, you got to have emails on deck. You got to make sure that you're getting a client list. Like, it just makes more sense when the e-commerce is active as opposed to passive at first.
Yeah. And before I kind of get in more into that, I do want to give a quick just pause and remind everyone that there is nothing wrong with either way,
you know?
There's nothing wrong with being a person who gains their income actively versus someone who gains their income passively.
Yep.
An example of an active income can be a doctor.
Yep.
A doctor, you know, has to do their job. They have to either perform surgery, see their patients. If they don't, they're not making any money. So yeah, they're rich, but they're actively working for that, you know, income.
Bus driver.
Yeah. All of those, however,
we need it, honestly. Like it's not even something where it's like a passive and active, like one is better than the other.
No, not at all.
We need both.
Yeah.
Like it's just important. It's just whatever someone else's preference is.
Yeah, definitely. And I think with a lot of people, they tend to do both at the same time.
Especially
a lot of
people in New York.
Juggle the active and the passive until their passive is enough.
Yep.
That they don't have to rely on the active.
Yeah.
So like we said, they kind of go hand in hand. They share a lot of similarities, and no one is better than the other based on the person, you know, because if you are happy getting up every day or every other day or how often enough doing something you love, you're not being shamed because it's active income,
right.
You know, It's both awesome, okay? But today,
we just had to drop that disclaimer in there.
Yeah, today we're really going to focus a little bit more on the passive income. And for me, I think with passive income, a lot of people forget that you have to actively work on it for it to become passive.
Yep.
I think a lot of people just want to just attain the benefits of passive income before putting in the work. It, just like with anything, you have to do the work to get the benefits. And with passive income, a lot of the businesses requires you to start from the ground up.
Yep.
With the e-commerce, like she was saying, for example,
like just I was thinking of the e-commerce as in my sister.
Yeah.
Before she got it self-sufficient, she was working on it.
Putting in hours.
Hours upon hours. But then she realized with more money, more success, she could outsource.
Yeah.
She could find her revenues and separate her dividends, separate all these different things that she has to make it so that that is passive income. Yeah. Something that she can just make money in her sleep, not really watch it or worry about it.
Yeah.
But if you don't have those resources as yet, it's not going to be that way for you.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. I want to give some examples of passive income. With passive income, though, the struggle with it and why I say active income can lead to passive income, because unless you have the finances,
right,
you have to start on the active side.
Of course.
You know, if you already financially blessed and you have the ability to just start certain businesses and do certain projects where the money makes itself automatically,
right,
that is great. Hoorah. But that's not why you're listening to Big Dream Small Pockets, to be honest. It's not, you know. So a lot of the passive income that we want, we tend to fall off on because we're not seeing the passivity. It is now a word. You're not seeing the benefits of, you know, the term passive income. And that's just how the world works. You're just going to have to put in the work. But I wanted to read a couple of examples of passive incomes, and we're just going to touch on some of them, how we feel about them. Are they really passive? Are they really active? The first one I have is dividend pay in stocks and other investments.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I am currently working and learning more about trading.
Yeah.
My toes are in there. I'm not fully in there. You know, I'm now starting to trade real money. I'm now starting
You're doing the practice ones.
Well, no, now I'm like, I actually put in money.
Oh, you? Okay.
Whatever I lose is me.
Okay.
It's all me. And I've accepted that money is gone.
Like, no, that's okay.
Yeah, no, I've accepted that money is gone. So if I do lose it or if I do make it up, it's great. But I'm not, you know, going to be upset if I lose that money. Okay. It is what it is. I've let it go.
Yeah.
You know? With trading, in my opinion, is not a form of passive income because mm-hmm. unless you are paying someone to trade or unless you are in an automatic trading setup where, you know, whichever company program you're with, they're doing the trading for you.
It's a subscription you have to pay for
monthly. Yeah, that is the passive
yeah.
area because it's not being done for you. But if you're looking at the computer on a day-to-day, and I see people trade pretty often, I know someone who is at work and this person pulls out their iPad and they're trading and looking at all these things while they're working. You know, trading is active. You are actively watching the markets and you're actively doing that. However, dividend paying stocks and, you know, other investments, I literally just read it over.
That's more of a passive because you're sitting on that money.
Yes.
You put your money somewhere and you're just waiting for the return.
Yes.
You may not get that return. You may get that return. Honestly, it's just up to the stocks, the market, how that works. I haven't invested in any stock yet, but when I do, I really do think that money, when I have it and set it aside for it, I'm going to just leave it there. The longer you leave it and you keep it for, the stronger it is.
Another one is affiliate marketing. And ooh, for child. Anyone who who doesn't know what this means, it's pretty much when you have a platform that promotes other companies. So you're really not doing much, but putting everybody else on the spot.
I love, love, love affiliate marketing. I honestly recommend it to a bunch of small businesses because affiliate marketing, it is free marketing, essentially. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily free because you're giving a stipend and or commission to the marketer.
Yeah.
But affiliate marketing is so simple. You're saving cost and coin on having a business. let me just break it down to you guys as simple as possible.
Yeah.
You see your Uber app and it has a link. You share that link, your friend signs up for Uber, you get $7 off your ride, your friend gets $7 off the ride.
Boom.
And Uber didn't have to pay a cent but those two $7 for that extra sign on. That is affiliate marketing. Like giving out a code to anybody, allowing anybody to be able to, I feel like that's what's really like good about the 21st century. Like everybody can do it. Mm-hmm. Everybody can be a marketer now. Instead of a Uber paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for a 30-second ad on the TV, which they have now. Like, they can just make us do it for them.
Right.
So affiliate marketing, you can get money based off of that. I highly recommend it. I get free groceries every month just through affiliate marketing, my link. Like, I can share it in the bio of this episode with y'all. If y'all don't have shipped yet, download it through my link because, whoo child, $50 off for me, $50 off for you. And they deliver the groceries right to your door. Like, I'm not shitting y'all right now.
Another passive income is course sales.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how many of you guys would be interested in that. But if you don't know, course sales is when you're just selling an online course. That's really it.
That is another huge industry right now. And you know what's coming so funny? Up crazy.
It's so funny because, to be honest, I think that I don't want to downplay anyone who's in it, but I think that it's easy to get into. You know.
Absolutely.
Everyone has their hobby. Everyone has their interest. Everyone has one thing that they're pretty much obsessed with.
Yeah.
You know, some people are obsessed with cars. Some people with cars. Some people are obsessed with hair. Like, you are obsessed with something to a limit, you know, and you're gaining and acquiring knowledge the more you obsess over it. So why not compile all that knowledge and sell it
into a fucking webinar and then charge $200 a head in the webinar?
And because you're selling it online and you're selling it not affiliating with any school or anything like that, you don't need any specific licensing. Especially if the content you're doing is great and then people are sharing it by word of mouth. Exactly. Nobody's going to care about you not having an NPD or whatever after you, whatever letters after your name. No one's going to care about that, you know?
No, guys, I can assure you, courses, that is the new way to break. Like, there's a breakdown on a meme that I saw recently. And it was like, people who sell products.
Yeah.
People who make products. People who sell courses about the product.
Yeah.
It was a pool. And it was just, y'all can't see my hands right now, but the pool got bigger and bigger and bigger as I went on. Like, your market opens up so much with courses because it's low maintenance. You make a few videos. You throw up a webinar. You make a Facebook group. You market that Facebook group. And you're just talking about something that you're already a master at. Like, that is literally Russell Brunson. I don't know if any of you guys know about ClickFunnels, but that is literally his whole spiel. That is everything he's about. You do something that you're a master in. And this can be anything. You could be a master at fucking yarn. Like, this is not like something where you have to do something outrageous, be a professor. You don't have to be anything nowadays. You have no idea how many people want to buy what you're selling.
Yeah.
A perfect example would be my sister. One of her business partners, his wife, makes flower arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
She has a Facebook group of over 200,000 people in it. Just because they love flowers. They love the idea of the flower arrangements and stuff like that. Like, my sister is like telling her and getting her into making a course on how to put flowers together.
Might as well.
Yeah.
And that leads into creating a digital product.
Yeah.
Because an online course is a digital product. You're selling something. Digital product can also be ebooks.
Yep.
Just any guides and just anything you can sell online without having to create a physical copy of.
When I tell y'all, it is the easiest thing in the world to have an ebook now. You do not have to have a publisher. I am self-published. Literally, Kindle, Direct Publishing will do it for you. Barnes & Nobles, if you go on their site, will self-publish it for you. It is the easiest thing to do. If you have a story, something you feel like is powerful, not even powerful, it could be funny. Something you feel like is something someone else wants to hear or read.
Yeah.
Write it. Send it to them, it gets approved, and then boom, you are a self-published author of a book. I have an ebook out for free right now. Mm-hmm. Why is it free? Because I'm a marketer and I know why I put it for free. But the ebook is out. Literally, it took barely any effort on my part at all. This was already notes I had in my phone culminated together with a bunch of pictures and organized in a template. Like, it's nothing really crazy. So if you guys are thinking of something like that, I recommend doing an ebook. It is a huge, huge market for that too. And you can put your book at any price.
I think the last example of passive is a controversial one, but it's a big one. And that is real estate.
Oh, why is it controversial?
It's controversial because I know when I was saying like certain real estate stuff, you're like, that is not passive.
Oh.
That is not passive.
I mean, real estate, it's the same thing what we said earlier. It goes into,
both ways.
Yeah. You can be in real estate.
Yeah.
And have it be passive for you.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't, it comes with a lot of active stuff on your part.
Like, so for example, Airbnb is a form of passive income.
That's not necessarily passive unless you have an awesome property manager.
Yeah.
If you don't find a property manager that is safe, trustworthy, and reliable, it's a dub for you and passive income.
Right.
You got to be talking to that client. You got to make sure you are delved into the cleaning of the area constantly, restocking all the materials that are supposed to be in the Airbnb, checking with the safety codes with the building managers. All those things that you could just outsource to a property manager, that's kind of the contingency. Real estate is
a very big passive income
market. It's a huge passive income market if you know what you're doing and if you have the right connections.
And it depends on, like she said, what type of real estate you're doing. Because if you're flipping houses and you are the flipper, you're doing a lot of work to get
active.
That income.
You're no longer passive.
Exactly. So when you say I'm in the real estate business, you're not necessarily earning that income passively.
Yeah.
You're actively putting in the work. And like we said, it's nothing wrong with that, but it's about knowing the difference. You know, real estate definitely starts off active for someone who is now getting into it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, once that money starts making itself, you can use that money that, you know, generated itself to make more money.
Yeah.
And that's really how it goes. Yeah.
There are different forms of real estate. I just wanted to touch on the new ones that I learned of. Well, they're not new. I probably mentioned them in season one, but parking garages.
Yeah.
Something that I want to get into because of the no tenant thing. I don't like people.
Mm.
And then I have this crazy flip side of me where I love people and I'll probably be in their business too much. Like, oh my God, you need something? You have a problem? Let me try to help you. I don't want to have another stream of income that is a burden to me.
Yeah.
So if you're real estate investing, you're going to want to invest in something that's low maintenance if you're really looking for that passive income aspect of it.
A laundromat.
Yeah. But even the laundromat, you have to find a manager. Like, you have to even if you own the laundromat, something like that, you have to make sure of.
Mm.
But if you're just investing into bare land that's already there that somebody's going to use for something.
That's what I want to do. I want to buy the land, not the buildings.
Yeah.
And I think we mentioned this in the past episode.
Yeah.
I don't want to do the work. I want to buy a land that can keep, like, that you can constantly
rebuild on.
You know, I don't.
And that's why I like about parking garages, because I feel like no matter what's next to them, whether it be a restaurant,
anything,
a mechanic, a beach,
that
anything you
smart,
need,
yeah.
the parking garage will always be there. It's still
yeah.
there. And it's no maintenance at all, because you are investing in the company that already has security managers there.
Especially around high population sites.
Like New York.
Mm-hmm.
Like, getting into things like that is really good for passive income.
Yeah, renting land. Not renting, buying land and renting it out in one way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
That's just really a gold star. We can put a gold star in terms of passive income.
Yeah.
But you know what? I gotta remind us that we are still in the small pockets phase. So let's...
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see if we can brainstorm. And this, guys, I'm doing off the top of my head. Let's see if we can brainstorm a small, a passive income that, you know, requires smaller pockets.
I would say blogging.
Boom.
Blogging is passive income. And
yep.
it takes minimal to no effort at all
mm-hmm.
and little to no money at all. You make a site. Actually, you don't even have to make a site, because Tumblr technically is a blog site. It started off as a social media blog page.
That is really what it is.
So you make a blog, you actively post on that blog, mm-hmm. and then boom, people start hitting you up to post things for them, to do things for them, to shout them out, to do, mm-hmm. and that's how some of the bloggers get a lot of their money. People are actually contacting them to advertise their stuff because of their following.
Here's a business idea, and it goes back on what we were discussing with affiliate marketing. A business idea is becoming a person who connects the other person. Why don't you just do that? Yeah. Why don't you start at creating a site and then going around and talking to a lot of people, hey, this site is about posting all the best food spots.
Yep.
You know, so now people are paying you to get somewhere high on the list. You know, create your own Yelp, but condense it. A lot of the times we try to think about the next big idea, and the next big idea is something so small and simple. Just find one thing to focus in, mm-hmm. and focus on, and like that it really is what's going to take you out of this world, to be honest.
That's essentially what the influencer, not the person influencer thing, but that's essentially what the influencer thing is. Like,
yeah,
you deciding, okay, I have this huge following. I'm going to let people come to me about these things, right. and give me money to post about it.
Yeah, like think about it. Guns.
Yep.
How many people around you are immediately interested in guns?
Yep.
Probably not a lot. However, how many people in America versus how many people in the world are interested in guns? It may not seem like a big, a high-yielding topic, mm-hmm. you know, in terms of generating income. But when you look at it in the grand scheme of things, you're not the only person in the world who likes guns.
Exactly.
And if you create something to specify, like if you create something, like it's great to have a site that does it all, but it's also great to have a site for one specific use. Yeah. You ever been on a site and it's just so stressful? Or like you go to a restaurant and they have American, they have Chinese, they got Mexican. Like you got the whole world on your menu. I don't know what to order.
And you now know? You don't, and now you don't want it.
And now it's watered down on top of it, you know?
Exactly.
Nothing is ever great. So finding something
your
specifically,
niche.
Yeah, find one thing and hone it.
Yeah.
That really, like, no matter how you work on it, just spin it in a way that you can get that income. And like I said, if you ever feel like, oh, no one's going to be interested, no one's going to, you know, want to do that, my friends don't even like that, I'm going to tell you something once again. We are not unique.
Yeah.
There is 7 billion of us. You think that you are the only person in the world who likes that? No. I'm going to tell you right now. Let me pop the bubble for you. That was your bubble being popped. I hope you guys heard God. That. You yeah. know, like, so people will be interested. Just be consistent. And that, I guess, is my tip for
that.
Be consistent with whatever you want to do. Passive income doesn't become passive without consistency.
You got to work on it.
Yeah, unless you already have the finances, which, like I said, if you're listening to this,
maybe not.
You might not. We have a lot of people listening to this with different incomes, you know. However, for the majority of people who are listening to connect with us, you are going to need to be consistent in order to turn that active income into a passive one. And that's just, in my opinion, the bottom line of passive income.
I would say my tip is to get a VA. A lot of people don't think that they can afford an assistant because, you know, it's crazy, it's too expensive. You spend $25 a week on less things, less important things. You know it.
Wendy's.
You know it. A virtual assistant is inexpensive, especially the ones that are out of the country. Like, and, you know, honestly, I felt bad at first, but when I converted the money and saw how much they're actually getting paid, I was like, oh, okay, they get a fair wages.
Okay.
You know, so you can get
on someone's table.
Exactly. I'm helping somebody else out with their second stream of income.
Boom.
But getting a virtual assistant and doing anything small business wise, even like actual regular life, you can use a virtual assistant.
Yeah.
Get one, like maybe one from a Facebook group in the Philippines. Maybe from Fiverr, like maybe from any kind of platform, Upwork or Uwork or whatever that thing is called.
Yeah, Upwork.
Yeah, like you can literally hire somebody to start up your passive income, like the blogs or the e-commerce or anything that you feel like you want to start and get into. You know exactly what you want, but you need help and someone with time to actually execute these plans. Get a virtual assistant if you're trying to really get this passive income together. You teach them everything that you know, and then boom. Now your whole entire business is self-sufficient.
Just like that.
Yep.
In the span of a podcast.
I can't. I'm done.
I'm done. Alrighty, guys. Thank you so much, so much. If you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns regarding anything that we said, you can definitely message us or email us and let us know how you feel about things that were mentioned. If we say anything that's ever incorrect, please check us. You know,
please do.
That's how we're going to learn.
We are still very young to this. Like, we really don't know.
We don't know a lot.
So please, like, don't be afraid to check us, because we are making this podcast and giving out this content because this is what we've learned up till now. We have so much more to go, so far to go. So let us know what other things you want to hear, stuff like that.
I agree. If you like the where we're headed with the podcast, if you're excited, if you have any ideas, suggestions, listen, just talk to us.
Yep.
If you want to say that was a great episode, please do. That will put a smile on our faces.
Oh, yeah. Guys, leave reviews, especially on Apple Podcasts and stuff like that. That's the way our shows can get more pings, maybe get more advertisements. Yep. Leave reviews, okay?
We try to be passive.
And
we're trying to get that passive income here.
And Anchor. Shout out to Anchor, which is a free posting site. I'm sorry, not site, app.
Yeah.
That constantly lets you upload podcast episodes for free. They even give you a little music if you'd like. They allow you to advertise. You can get paid right through the app. So check them out. Anchor is an awesome app.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it for today's episode.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Stay tuned for more.
Bye, guys.